Okay, talking to Rob Bain. Don't call him Robbie anymore. It's just straight Rob. I've gone through that. I was Bobby growing up. I've been Bob. I've been Robert. I've gone through, I feel it, man.
Yeah.
So, 3 years into this, are you glad you moved to defensive tackle?
Yeah, I mean, I like defense a lot more. I mean, you just get to fly around, get after it a little bit more.
Yeah.
I always felt like a defensive lineman at heart. Yeah. Well, my high school coach, he had me play O-line.
Mm-hmm.
All my brothers, they played defensive line, so
yeah. When
I got the chance, I was pretty excited.
Did you play any D-line in high schools, play both ways, or just all offense?
Just all offense.
Yeah. I guess at Bolingbrook, you guys got 160 kids going
for football.
Yeah, it's
pretty
much
like things there's only been like 2-3 players in the past like 10 years play both ways.
Yeah. So, junior year, people usually tell me they feel a lot more comfortable. Like, it's just, you know, they get this click and it just all makes sense and you just react. Are you feeling that now as you enter your junior year here?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I started to get comfortable. Everything started clicking for me like the end of last season.
Yeah.
By like last 3-4 games.
Yeah.
I feel like that carried over into spring ball and now into camp. You know, I feel like I can just play more, just let loose, you know, run around.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not really thinking too much.
Yeah. How do you feel about the rotation there? I guess you got Tico back and you know, his foot might finally be healthy and such. So, you know, maybe you have to get Tito in there as your fourth guy. How's the rotation as the defensive lineman?
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of guys on the inside. I mean, me, Chunk, Tito, Joe Fotu, he's out today. He's injured. Jamal Milan too, he's a freshman, but I think he's gonna be pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean he's still got a little mental like everyone else, but I mean he's got some talent, so I think he can do some things too it feels good just having, you know, like a lot of guys with experience you can go in there and play and you can count on.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on Coach Fair? How do you assess, you know, the coaching change?
I mean we all like him. He's a real high-tempo, high-energy guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's going to have your back no matter what, which is so we can trust him, but at the same time, he's going to get on your ass if you're not doing things right.
Yeah.
So he's kind of a guy who just commands respect, you know. So I think all the defensive linemen, we've responded to that pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got the goatee going now.
Yeah.
You ever consider the full – have you done the full beard?
No. The only reason I have the goatee is because I don't get anything on the sides.
Yeah.
So
I lived that for a while. Yeah. So best beard on the defense is either probably McGrew, might be Tabar. Who's bringing the facial hair?
I'd have to go with McGrew.
Yeah, that thing is
Tabar.
Tabar walks by. Close second. He's going for like the Jesus look there, isn't he?
I pick McGrew because of the orange hair.
Is that what it is? Because
yeah.
Like an orange beard, it's like a line, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, good luck to you this year.
Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Rob.